Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Friday edition of the Eagle Hour, and we're one of our very favorite places. We're at Fuzzy's Tacos here in Midtown, and the stars have come out to join us. We have Phil Denson and Jay Ladner both on the radio show today.
One star, and it ain't me.
And Hill's got to be back to the Claiborne by 3.
Right. And Coach Ladner said, I do not want to follow Hill Denson.
No.
He took Coach Denson took off from eating his normal Friday chicken livers.
Yeah.
But
Gizzards.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank you, Coach.
Some tacos.
I appreciate that.
What, Kelly, you didn't eat anything.
No. Just had a little bit before I came today. But,
I had my normal grilled steak salad. 420 calories, right, Kelly?
There you go. It's all about the calories. But no, I was feeling a little under the weather yesterday. My stomach was a little unsettled. And look, when my stomach is unsettled, it's a major event.
But it wasn't because of Coastal Carolina.
It's like a tsunami.
It is.
It wasn't Coastal Carolina, though, right?
No.
The Chanticleer's in town. Big series.
All right, we'll be hearing from Amy. She manages Fuzzy's. Justin's out of town. His daughter's playing softball, and they're doing really well. Amy will be on the show a little later. We'll want to start things out, and we'll, of course, have the one and only Hill Denson on the show. Let's start out with Coach Jay Ladner. Coach, I was at a press conference earlier this week where Jeremy McClain unveiled the renderings of the new basketball arena.
Look at him smile, Bob.
Yeah, my first thought, Coach, was how you feel about this and what this does for your program.
Well, I was born in 1965, and that arena was opened in 1965. And it's really, it's an iconic arena. And it has, of course, as is, has served its purpose. I mean, nobody could ever say we didn't get our money's worth out of the original Reed Green, but it was very apparent to me, and I said this, of course, in the quote that they put out when they called. It's very apparent after going through the league, and then of course, even our in-state schools. There's 6 Division I basketball schools in the state: Alcorn, Jackson State, Valley, of course, State and Ole Miss, and us, and of being in their arenas, that we were not on a level playing field in terms of our arena. Now, I love Reed Green. It is one of the loudest places on earth. It's hard for people to play in it. People acknowledge that. Our winning percentage there is outstanding, and I didn't want to lose any of that. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to increase by the modern amenities, a bigger nicer entrances. I mean, let's face it, it's somewhat embarrassing for opposing teams to come in, and our ticket office is
it's terrible.
A container, that we've gotten out of Gulfport or somewhere,
right,
and just
right.
Thrown over there. And I know if it was me, and of course the weather a lot of times, especially in January and February, is cold, rainy, and you're going to come to the game and you don't have a ticket already in hand, and you're going to have to walk through at the mud and stand in a line. You know, I think I'll just stay home tonight and watch yep. ESPN Plus or listen to Cox. That's what I would do, and wouldn't blame anybody for doing it. And so all of that, everybody knew. And then here's another thing. That arena is used for so many other things still, like all the high school graduations. Well, those are our students. What impression, potential students, what impression do we want to make on the kids from Oak Grove Hattiesburg High and so forth. You know, you want to have something nice, you know. And
yeah.
And so our so was there a way for us to build, get the modern amenities, make it like it's a new arena, but also retain the great parts of it? And I think they did that. I think they did a masterful job of that, and that's why I'm excited about it. And, of course, it adds a practice
yeah,
facility.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about yeah. that. I think a lot of people don't realize that that's a glaring issue with our basketball program, yeah. and what's the benefits of it, the obvious benefits?
Well, again, I try to use, you know, y'all have me on periodically, and I try to talk about, you know, the reality sometimes, and just so our people would understand. And like I was saying, when I made my, over the last 2 years, made my way through the league, it was shocking how far behind that we actually are, you know, in terms of facilities, practice facility and so forth. Well, of course, anything that you have that's a perceived shortcoming, your opponents are going to use against you in recruiting. But, hey, they're not serious about basketball. They don't even have a practice facility, of course, because nobody, I can't hardly name a school that doesn't have one anymore. But the bigger part of that is with the practice facility is when the Coliseum has to be used for other things, graduation, which, of course, is happening right now. They come in, they have to clear the floor, remove the baskets and everything to get ready for our school's graduation. Well, we're displaced. And so, like, during December, you know, we have to go find somewhere to go. You know, we've got to go to William Carey. Thank goodness they've been a great partner with us in or high schools and so forth. And it's just not an optimal situation. You know, you got to load all your gear and equipment up, and it's just tough. And so I'm so thankful for that. And then another part of it, Kelly, this is targeted to you. I grew up in Hattiesburg, and I'll get that. I'd like to get and talk about what coach the in unbelievable transformation that Coach Denson was responsible for in baseball. And because the way he thought and thinking big and going about things. But when I grew up here in Hattiesburg, this was before the Coast Coliseum was built. Reed Green Coliseum got incredible acts. I mean, my first concert was 1981. I went to Kool and the Gang. And that in 1981, Kool and the Gang was one of the best, biggest shows in the country. And those were happening all the time. And for whatever reason, and again, this probably has to do more with our civic leadership at the time, we allowed the Coast, Biloxi, to build that Coliseum down there, and all of a sudden those acts started going to Biloxi. I'll guarantee you, since that Coast Coliseum opened in 1977, that the economic impact lost of Hattiesburg is in the billions. I guarantee you that much from that many shows and everything else that now know that all went to the Coast. So it's so exciting now that we're going to be able to have those type of things again here in Hattiesburg. But it means so much to just the basketball program in particular, mm-hmm. and what it's going to do for recruiting. It's got a lot of wow factor. But, again, they did an incredible job. I mean, can you imagine this? Reed Green is one of the loudest places on earth. Our opponents say that, you know. And now you're going to have all those seats even closer to the floor. That's exciting to think about.
One of the things I liked, Coach, is that there's actually going to be fewer seats, which means tickets are going to be at a premium. Yep. I like that.
I was kind of a little bit, and I don't want to say stunned, but I was a little bit surprised because they're going to be adding. I thought they, you know, because they are coming closer to the floor, you know, behind the home and visitor bench, of course, they'll be taking up that open area. Same thing on the other side. I actually thought it would, but it's not, because they're going to be removing to make the club level seating,
right.
and then widen the concourses. They'll actually remove a couple of the top rows of the seats. So all in all, I think we're going to lose about 800 seats, I think is the estimate there. So anyway, just the things that they're talking about doing really makes a lot of sense. And I kind of like the corridor, like that it's become with baseball. Of course, the Coliseum is used a lot for baseball parking and so forth. You'll have that big area. I'm certain that's going to do some double meaning there, where people can come into the baseball games, maybe even do some ticketing there, because gosh, you go to a big baseball series now and ticketing's hard at baseball. So, you know, I don't know whether we are or not, but you know, it makes sense that they use ticketing you know, in the Coliseum, you know, right there, maybe for baseball to alleviate some of the lines.
I think they should, they should take the current ticket office and put it in a museum somewhere, don't you?
Or beside the Camp Shelby baseball uniform.
Take it back to the take it back to Gulfport and put it back on one of those containers.
But it is amazing that what we were talking about when it came out, okay, what's it going to eat up? All this is still in the circle. Even the practice facility is still in the circle of Reed Green.
It is. And one of the really cool things about the practice facility is from, like, where my office is, it's glass. You're going to be able to look in where I sit now. You'll be able to look down into the practice facility. And on the south side entrance, you'll be able to walk in. It be a club. There's a club level there. And you'll actually be able to look down into that practice facility. So, you know, we won't have to go to William Carey anymore to practice. And what that means also for our players, you know, when we are displaced, our individual players can't go in there and they can't work out.
Yeah.
You know, there's nowhere for them to work out. And so, anyway, it's just a huge, huge plus for our program. It's
Absolutely.
Very exciting.
All right, Coach, we're excited for you. And,
thank you.
We think that it's long overdue.
Thank you. And, it is.
Now, did you play baseball for Hill Denson?
Well, I'm saying Coach would probably be kind and nice. And, yeah, I was on Coach's team the first
well,
2 years.
We're fixing to bring him on the show. We want to talk about your baseball
and
career.
I brag about it a lot more than Coach brags about it. I promise you that.
We want to talk about your baseball career. All right, we're going to have Hill Denson join us. Coach Jay Ladner's with us. We're at Fuzzy's, and we'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, let's get right back to the show. We're broadcasting live from Fuzzy's Tacos here in Midtown. Amy from Fuzzy's will be joining us a little later, man. Tegra Izze is in the building. Coach Ladner.
Coach Nick Williams
Coach
is here.
Coach Nick Williams. We got all kinds of stars here at Fuzzy's Tacos today. And maybe the biggest star just joined the show.
No question.
Hill Denson's the only man I know has got a baseball field named after him. I tell people all the time I know you. They say, nah, you couldn't possibly. All right, now, we all know about Coach Ladner being our great basketball coach, but I did not know till today that Coach Ladner was a baseball player and played for you.
Absolutely. He was a great baseball player.
Describe his skill set for us, Coach.
Coach, don't get
well,
me too bad.
We don't have time to go into all this.
I was going to say, if he was such a great baseball player, I don't see his name in any of the record books.
I was out there. I think I was lucky to be listed on as a letterman. That would be about the extent of my baseball career.
I'll tell you the truth. He would have, you know, he just figured out about that time that you can't play basketball and baseball. There's too much overlap and didn't have time to really get in shape. That sort of thing. But Jay was a really good baseball player.
Coach, you're hidden this from us.
The real truth of the matter is this. The minute that Coach took over our program, of course, we used to play on what is now the football practice field next to the old Van Hall across from the on 4th Street across from the field house. And 100% because of Coach's vision and thinking big. And anybody that was around that time knows that Coach is responsible for where our program is now.
No
he laid the foundation and took it to that level, too. It wasn't one of those situations when Coach Palmer took over, we're going to take it to the next level. It was already at that level. Coach Palmer, of course, maintained that level. And but coach is responsible for that, and I tell people all the time I'm honored that I was able to be out there for 2 years. But the real fact of the matter is a lot of the time, and coach, you remember, so a lot of our, we did have a lot of two sport players at that time, but almost all I Burnett and a lot of our great players played football, and then of course I played basketball. But by the time we would get done with basketball, basketball would always do well getting the postseason. Baseball had already played 15 or 20 games before I could get out there, and I didn't have the opportunity also to get out there in the fall. But what really was is that the program immediately took off on this trajectory. And I always say, and people ask me, well, how come you didn't play after your second year? I say, it's real as simple. It's a guy named Kenny Graves. And I don't know if y'all remember Kenny or not. Kenny, of course, was a great one of Coach's great players and great friend of mine. He and I grew up together playing baseball here. Of course, he was a year behind me. He played at North Forest High School. But anyway, what happened was with Coach, the impact on our talent level got so high, you could no longer do what I was doing. So I either needed to – I needed to either use the restroom or get off the pot, right? And because either go full-time because you couldn't do it part-time anymore and be able to compete with what Coach was doing.
He founded the baseball program.
No doubt.
And that's why he charges us every time he comes on the Eagle.
And you talk, I appreciate you guys saying that. I'll write you a check a little
bit. But you talk about the two-sport athletes, two that come to mind. Brett Favre, people forget, you know, played a little baseball and then football. But DeQuincy Scott. Who played football?
There were a lot of them back. Greg Connor, you know, those were really good players for us both ways.
But DeQuincy Scott also played in the NFL with the Chargers.
No question.
You would agree with me that two of the most iconic figures in Southern sports history is this man sitting beside me and M.K. Turk.
Yes, and I am thank the Lord every day that I had the chance to play for both of them. And I'm so proud of Southern Miss. Of course, it's a huge part of one of our big selling points when we actually bring kids on campus. And I know y'all, hopefully y'all can bring me back next week and we can talk about recruiting.
Yeah, we'll.
And one of the things that people are shocked, they're shocked for a lot of reasons. They're shocked at how nice it is. They're shocked at how great the people are in Hattiesburg. These are responses I get from mothers and so forth from other parts of the country that think that they have this negative perception, and they realize it's 100% opposite of that, and how great our people are. That's the strength of Southern Miss, our people. But when they start looking at the athletes that played at Southern Miss and the tradition of Southern Miss, and I take them to the baseball. One of our biggest recruiting deals is we take them to our baseball game, and I'll tell some of my buddies that are out in right field in the Roost. I say, look, I'm gonna be bringing a recruit. We need this guy. And of course, they'll. Doesn't take them much to get all primed up, if you know what I mean, you know.
Right.
And they are laying in wait for them. And to be able to walk a recruit out the right field Roost and all the way down to John Adams' truck down there on the end and, you know, back, and they get so much love. It's just a big deal. But the incredible tradition that we have at Southern Miss in athletics is really unmatched. And I say other people have great traditions. I get it too. But at our level, for what's been done and continues to be done against the odds, so to speak, is really unbelievable. And Coach Denson and people like Coach Denson that had this big-time mentality. You mentioned Coach Turk. How in the world, going back, Kelly, how in the world did we get in the Metro Conference? And if you look at it, how in the world – did Southern Miss even get an invite into the Metro Conference, right? One part of you can say, well, we were just kind of growing at that point into who we were.
But Roland Dale gets a lot of credit.
Exactly.
Former athletic director Roland Dale.
Coach Dale. Yeah. Coach Dale you have to look back at Coach Dale and his context. I mean, let's face it, we played Ole Miss here to open our football stadium. How did that happen? Coach Dale was a former Ole Miss All-American, right? So it's those type of key figures and hires. Who had the great sense to hire Coach Denson? Coach Denson was coaching, you know, had been at Callaway High School and then was coaching and was doing some work with the Nashville Sounds, I believe, Coach. But to be able to look at that and go, this is the right guy to lead our baseball program and get us to the next, get us into one of the top programs consistently in the country. So I'm very fortunate, Bob, that I had a chance to be associated with Coach Denson and Coach Turk. Very blessed.
You didn't cut him like you did Hugh Freeze,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. I did.
You are the man that cut Hugh Freeze.
Yeah.
Has he sent you a check?
He's a millionaire.
He's a millionaire because of you.
Yeah, he's a millionaire.
Yeah. Did he remember that?
They hadn't yet, but I'm going to remind him again.
A multi-millionaire.
Yeah. And speaking of MK, I got a good MK story sometime when we got time.
Go ahead.
Tell us, Coach.
When we had our offices, both of us were in the Reed Green Coliseum up in the top, I think, where K is now, or you are. And they, that's not right. But anyhow, we were in the top up there, and we round the corner was the restroom for the men. And one morning I was going around to the restroom, and I looked, and I passed MK's office. He's right in front of the restroom, which was a good place for him. But as I passed by and looked, MK had his britches pulled up and was spraying his knee with WD-40. I backed up, double take, and looked and said, MK, what in the hell are you doing? He said, I hear it's good for the arthritis.
Oh, my God.
Spraying his knee with WD-40. He was something now.
He was a great guy.
Two coaches, guy. Coach Turk and of course, Coach Denson. And we've had others, too, and of course, across the board. And you talk about do compete and do more with less. It's unbelievable. Coach, you remember, I mean, our baseball locker room at that time, and the guys today, I wish you could take today's baseball players and make them go one day through what coaches' teams. We had to dress in the Coliseum across, which was doubled as the visitors' basketball dressing room during the basketball season. There were about 35 of us when I went, and not that basketball had it a ton better, but we had it a lot better. And I remember, so when I would go from basketball to baseball, I'd have to literally just kind of cross the hall, and then it was shocking, you know. And I remember, Coach, my first road trip, we had played in the Metro Conference, was at Freedom Hall. I'll make it quick. Freedom Hall in Louisville. We got back. We were starting a spring break trip. It started at Southeastern Louisiana. Coach left a manager there at the airport, and I literally got in one of the old white station wagons, Coach, and he drove me to Hammond. We were playing at Hammond. I got there as the game was going. I just, of course, didn't even dress out. And then we drove from there in two vans to Natchitoches, Louisiana, to play Northwestern. And when we got there, we stayed at the El Camino Real Motor Hotel in Natchitoches. Four people to a room, Travis Bourgeois, Chicken Jacobs, and Chris Soroka. And I'm like, in basketball, it was only two of us in our rooms, me and Casey Fisher. And I mean, I got to myself, I said, these things, there's a little difference between basketball and baseball. Hey. And I kept waiting for my meal money. We didn't get about $5. Coach Palmer would come around and give us about $5. I said, Coach, how are we supposed to eat on this? Anyway, it was funny stories.
Spending far too much money at the high-rent El Camino Royale, right?
Trust me, the name was the only thing fancy about it, I can tell you.
Coach Ladner, thanks for joining us. Glad to see you looking so
thrilled to be here, and hopefully we'll be back on soon.
Get
and Coach
back on
Denson,
next
honored,
week.
Honored to be on with Coach.
Same.
Hill Denson takes the stage when we come back from Fuzzy's Tacos in Midtown.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Coach Jay Ladner for joining us here at Fuzzy's Tacos. We're in Midtown, one of our very favorite places to be, Fuzzy's. And if you're coming to town for the weekend series against Coastal Carolina, I highly suggest you come over here and get some good food and good drink and have a good time.
Bob, I think everybody has already been in here today, man.
It has really been busy. I think it's because Hill Denson's here.
Yeah, well, that truth be known, that's probably it. The one and only.
All right, Coach, I'm gonna get right to the wood cutting.
All right.
We have emotional, dedicated, enthusiastic baseball fans, and we're glad that we do. And I know you don't get on social media much and read it, but I kind of do from a distance, and I hear all the fussing and all the complaining and all the concern, but nobody knows this better than you. Put in perspective where our baseball team is right now, in your view.
You're talking about this team this,
yes, sir.
Summer, this,
yes,
year.
Sir.
We're in a pretty good position right now, and it all depends on what happens the next 3 weeks. But we're in a position to make it happen good, and it could go the other way. You know, it just depends on what you want to happen this time of year, start taking fire, catching fire, and we've seen Wilkes getting a little better here lately and Monastir getting a little better starting that way. And if that happens, then you take off. That's what Ole Miss did two years ago and won the national championship.
All right, before the guys get in here, put in perspective, five pitchers go to the draft. You have a graduating class that includes some 3 and 4 year veteran, really big personality baseball players. How hard is it to replace that the very next year, or can you even do it?
Well, it's a monstrous job, really, to try to do that. And then once I think they've done a great job of putting it together, and still we still got a lot of young talent that's just now getting experience, and they're no longer freshmen anymore because at the end of the season and put in our 50th game or whatever. So, you know, think they just grow up, and again, a lot of it just depends on the luck of the draw, what happens the rest of the time. If we get people hot and get things going right, you can do it. Now, it's hurt an awful lot with our pitching staff right now, losing those three guys I know that we've lost that are really counting on being good at this time of year, and so that makes it mighty tough, but you never know. I'll say this to the USM fans, if y'all will remember the year we did make it to the World Series, our best player got hurt and wasn't able to play the whole time.
Yeah, and he happened to be pretty good.
World Series champ.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because Bob talked about you lose several pitchers, but that's the number this year. I mean, Matt Adams, not available. You lose McCarty English, you lose Armistead. Jackson Parker, who was going to be from Stringer, who was going to contribute in some way, he hadn't pitched this season because of injury. And then you lose Armistead, you know, McCarty English as well. It's tough to try to figure out day three, pitching-wise, with 3 or 4 weekends left in the season.
That's right. It is. And you don't know how that's going to work out. Maybe somebody steps up and just surprises everybody, and it happens all the time in the pitching staff. And you see Oz moving guys in and out and giving them a shot again. And, you know, if they do the job, you get a little more shot and that sort of thing.
But at this point in the season, though, it's almost like, because Armistead was stretched out as a starter, and we really haven't had midweek guy. We've basically been whole staff the whole midweek. So, it's, what do you do about, quote, stretching out a day three starter, or do you just continue to rely on 2 or 3 innings for the third game?
Well, in the situation they're in right now, the way they've been performing, is they're going to keep doing what they're doing right now and breaking it up that third day and maybe even the first. You don't ever know what happens the first day. See, sometimes you lose that guy, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Our two main starters went out after the first, second innings, and more people were used up, so it makes it harder and harder. But then you turn around and win the game that you think you can't win.
And it does. This would be really key going down. You're going to have to get a lot of innings out of Oldham and Mazza in their starts in order to save the bullpen for game
three.
Yeah,
you hope to do that. And, it's such a tough game. I can't figure it out. I mean, I've been around 50-something years, and I hadn't figured the game out, and I don't think anybody else has figured it out, what makes it happen, you know. But a lot of it's a lot of luck. Things get going your way. Hot streaks always have luck in them. There's some things that go a little bit foul or go a little bit fair, depending on which way you're looking at it, bad luck or good luck, you know.
But as the Eagle Express is going down the road here, Coach, you'll agree, I'm guessing that you'll agree, that the biggest speed bump they're going to have to worry about when you're talking about playing tournaments, be it the Sun Belt tournament or the NCAA tournament, is the depth of pitching, and are you going to be able to play 3 and 4 days with these arms?
And that was supposed to be our strength at the beginning of the year with all the newcomers on the field playing, hitters and so forth. But we had an awful good number of guys, but we've just hit one of those bad streaks this year where you lost a lot of them. It happens. And, you know, I've been hearing you guys talk for the last week or two about, you know, how it's gotten more and more Tommy John surgery and all that. Well, that's not true. We had a bunch of Tommy Johns too. It's been happening for years. You lose pitchers and you don't, you know, it's not anything you're doing to them. It's just, it happens to them. And like I've heard you say it before, that it's an unnatural way that you throw a baseball.
Right.
And it is that. The orthopedic guys will tell you that. And so, you know, the sport's a sport. We can't change that. And
but we did have a very wise man one time that said his pitching staff didn't throw hard enough to get Tommy John.
Well, I've had that sometimes happens. You know, and using 9 pitchers a game is not a bad way to go that number 3. You know, using 9 different pitchers in the game, and, you know, the hitters hate that. The hitters hate not seeing the same guy.
When you were developing this program, Coach Denson, and when Coach Ladner said you laid the foundation, I think you literally did. I saw you pour cement. I saw you lay sod. I saw you build dugouts. I mean, you had to do just about everything. But one of the things that you said that I never really understood until I became older and wiser was that you said, because you were talking
wiser?
About...
He became wiser?
I've got a long way to go.
Okay.
But I think at the time, and the numbers, I guess, don't really matter, but I think the tickets at the time were really, really cheap at like $2 to go to the game or $3. And you said, we're getting ready to bump these ticket prices up another $2 or $3, and I thought, well, if the crowds were small with cheap tickets, why in the world would the numbers get bigger when you increased the tickets? You were right when you said, because there's an expectation when you pay more that you should get more. Kind of fill in those blanks.
Well, there's no question about that. I had learned that with Nashville Sounds, working for those guys up there, that people don't go to free things. They'll go, but they won't stay there long if they do go sometimes. So they pass in, stand in, and head out. You know, you pay a quarter for the game, and you go in, and you sit there all the whole game because you don't want to get your money's worth. So, you know, that's the way it works. So that's why you have to charge. And I still say our tickets, our student tickets now are free, and that keeps our students from going. But you know,
so you think if the students
need to pay a fee to go, and they may be paying some fee I don't know about, but they didn't used to be. So.
That is interesting.
It is. There are student fees, I think, for athletics built into tuition now. You and I were talking about this, and I think it's important that people hear this. So I suggested a few times this week, if you play well these next 3 weeks, then the tournament doesn't have to be a big of a deal. To your point.
The Sun Belt tournament.
The Sun Belt tournament, obviously. Southern Miss is at a place now where we might be given the benefit of the doubt because of what we've done. But in your mind, you still have to play really hard in that tournament. You can't take the tournament off in order to let your own destiny lie in your own hands.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know that we are at least a three-team tournament bunch to go to a regional, but sometimes 4, which we had last year, I believe. But let's just say we had 4 going this year, and we got 4 guys going, and you go to that tournament and bomb out and go out in 2 games and then number 7 team in the league wins the tournament, they're going to get the automatic bid, so number 4 goes by the wayside.
Good point.
So that's what happens, is you can be left out of the tournament just because you what happens in the tournament.
Any difference in being a 2 or a 3 seed in the NCAA?
Absolutely none.
But didn't really matter, does it?
No. Yeah. They're the same.
We had some projections yesterday. Southern Miss a 3 seed in Norman. Southern Miss a 3 seed in Tallahassee. That would be something we've done for. One that was killer was Southern Miss, a three seed to Greenville.
I didn't like that.
To East Carolina, we would be matched up against Wake Forest, but the Tallahassee Regional had the Eagles and the Bulldogs as the 2-3. Yeah. So who knows? It's all projections, Cody.
Let me tell you something. All those people right there have no idea where they're going to be. I run tournaments every year, and on Sunday night, when they call me on Sunday night before it's announced on Monday where I'm going to be sent. Let's say they're going to send me to Oklahoma City this year. All right, they tell me preliminarily I'm going to Oklahoma City, but I cannot make my reservations the next morning to fly to Oklahoma City until I know that Southern Miss is not in that tournament.
There you go.
So they don't even know that until Monday. No. The committee doesn't know it, let alone these guys that are saying where we're going to be playing.
But thanks for having lunch with us.
Oh, man, I enjoyed it.
We love you, and you're always welcome on
great.
The show.
Tacos are great.
All right, we'll be back. Amy from Fuzzy's Tacos on the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay. Final segment of the week. No. Final segment of the week live from Fuzzy's Taco in Hattiesburg. Softball dropping a heartbreaker last night against South Alabama, but they will take on the Lady Jacks tonight. And tomorrow afternoon, of course, Shanta clears in Hattiesburg right now. Reminder, Sunday's game's been moved up to 11 to accommodate. Whole gang here. I appreciate Hill Denson, Jay Ladner for joining us earlier. Bob, we had to notice Tegra Izzy had to duck to leave the building.
Bend his head to walk out the door.
6'11".
All right. Amy manages this fine establishment down there, and she's been really excited about coming on the radio. Are we here? You're going to sing a Marilyn Manson song? Go ahead.
I don't think so.
Cinco de Mayo. This weekend. What we got going on here at Fuzzy's?
We got a lot lined up this weekend. We got a Cinco de Mayo pop-up, and, of course, Southern Miss baseball. It's always great to have that in the mix. But today we're kicking off the weekend with happy hour all day. We got $3 Patron sidekicks all weekend long. Tomorrow, 2-for-1 Modelo draft, and then Sunday, $5 margaritas after the game.
Right.
You got to go to the game first and then join us.
There's going to be a lot of people coming to town this weekend for the baseball series. What advice would you give them about Fuzzy's? My advice would be to come here
and
eat. Yeah.
Come try us out. We're the only Fuzzy's in, I guess, the tri-state area. Can't get a Fuzzy's till you make it to Texas, so come try us out. We're a very unique concept. We're not a Mexican restaurant. We're not Tex-Mex. We are Baja style.
What does that mean, Amy? Baja style.
Baja is West Coast.
Okay.
California, Baja, Mexico, fish, okay. That kind of stuff.
That's what's so cool about this. So I got the grilled steak salad earlier, and then Coach Denson was picking out. He wanted tacos. I was like, well, Coach, you got OGs and you got Primo Baja. And the Primo Baja tacos have that Western Coast feel.
Right.
Then they got quesadillas. The thing is, they got brisket here.
Brisket.
That's what's
brisket
so really
is fine.
Good.
It is. It's one of my favorites.
Well, I know I know what the college kids like is that, you know, we all know that everything has gone up in price, but college kids, in particular, talk about what they love about Fuzzy's. They can come and have a big meal for under $10 or really close to $10.
Too.
Yeah, and you just can't see that
best
anymore.
Prices in Hattiesburg, I guarantee you.
I see two new things on the menu. I see cod tacos, and I love fried cod, and grilled steak tacos.
Correct.
I have a hard time getting past the shrimp tacos, though. They're so good.
Oh, goodness. Well, you need to try the steak. That is my favorite. Absolutely.
And the cod tacos. That's unusual.
It is unusual. We went from the mahi to go to cod to kind of fit in the more Baja style. And it is really, really a fine product. I was actually shocked myself. But you got to get it beer battered. That's but- you know, battered in the Modelo beer, perfect for Cinco de Mayo weekend.
And whether you feel like eating indoors or if it's a nice day, you can eat outdoors.
Outdoors.
Right. They've got the cornhole boards here that are available for anybody to use. Just get the crew going. They'll get some music going out there. Some people from Midtown drive here in their golf carts.
We have pet-friendly patio.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The last time you were here, they had to ask Hattiesburg's finest to come calm you down when you were throwing cornhole.
Well, I'm an official member. You know, I have my IFC patch, my International Federation of Cornhole.
Well, the good news is, Amy, Kelly isn't feeling really well today, so you'll turn a profit. He didn't eat when he got down here today.
But
he wasn't here Wednesday either.
But you always are really cool about celebrating the holidays, too. I know Mardi Gras was a real big time for you guys, and now Cinco de Mayo. It's always, there's always something going on here that I really like as well.
And this is our biggest weekend of the year, but this year they kind of threw another little extra surprise on us. So next weekend we're doing Midtown Sounds with a Chiwi. Any of my old Southern Miss alumni, they know the Chiwis, so they'll be right here in our front parking lot May 11th. That's 5 to 8. So that's pretty exciting for us as well. So we'll have two back-to-back fun weekends here at Buzzies.
Well, with Sunday coming up and that being, you know, a big day for you, and then Coastal Carolina here this weekend, this should be
exciting.
A great weekend.
Exciting, absolutely.
Now, when does the garage door go up, Amy?
It's up.
Oh, it's up now?
Up.
Okay.
As long as the weather's good, it's going to be up.
Okay.
That's the coolest thing in the world.
Tell us, too, though, a lot of people don't realize the lunch specials you have. You've got them posted here on the windows and stuff, and there's just all kinds of stuff for people to get.
Right. Just every day there's a different deal. It's all $6.99 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can't beat that. You really – under $8, where you can get lunch under $8. Not very many places. So, and a lot of people don't know about that. So.
Well, the college kids do. I know
they
do. And I'm happy to say when Southern Miss is playing and it's on TV, you have it on the TV here, don't you?
We have it on every TV we could put it on.
There you go. Which every restaurant should.
And when I'm hosting trivia on Wednesday night, and people will yell and scream, I'll think that they got the answer right. They weren't even looking at the answer. They were looking at the game on TV, and something good had happened. So,
Amy, the guys will verify this. There's no place we like coming more than bringing our show here, and you folks are always so really, really kind to us, and we really appreciate our relationship with all of y'all here at Buzzies.
We love having y'all here.
And we brought the biggest name in Southern Miss Athletics here, and this was your first time? First time here? At Buzzies? No, he ain't here. Well, he was with us on the show. But thank you sincerely for having us down here.
Thank y'all for having me. And y'all come join us for Cinco de Mayo this weekend and next week for the Chiwis.
All right. That wraps up this edition of the Eagle Hour. Go Eagles tonight against Coastal Carolina. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.